Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show. We're going to talk a little bit about Juju Smith-Schuster and Antonio Brown's beef. Really escalated yesterday, and they verbally sparred on Twitter, I guess you can say. So, a whole lot going on there that we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about Oakland and why they could move up to get Kyler Murray. But let's start with the juicy gossip. You know, believe it or not, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster could be better than Antonio Brown in 2019 because the Steelers don't have anyone else to throw to. So like I said, Antonio Brown goes on Twitter and says basically Juju Smith-Schuster fumbled the playoffs away. That's how he worded it. And basically what happens or what that meant is, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster fumbled the ball late in the season, I think week 16. I think it was against the Saints. And what happened is that cost the Steelers the playoffs. But believe it or not, even though Antonio Brown has been the best receiver in the NFL the last 7 years, Juju Smith-Schuster could have a better year. And just hear me out on this one. And when I talk about a better year, I'm talking about 2019, obviously. But anyway, you know, Jerry Stackhouse once averaged 29 points per game with the Detroit Pistons, and it's because there wasn't any other good players to help the team out. Juju Smith-Schuster could be in a similar situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers because he's the only good wide receiver they have. Obviously, Antonio Brown has been the best wide receiver in football over the past several seasons, but he's going to a new team and one that's not better than Pittsburgh. Plus, Ben Roethlisberger is a better quarterback than Derek Carr, so there's a lot of factors that are definitely working in Smith-Schuster's favor. It's possible Brown lights it up, but the fact that he's still looking back on his time with the Steelers is a bad sign. Another thing that's concerning is Brown said he doesn't need football anymore. You can tell he's getting tired of the grind, and it shows in his attitude. You have to wonder if John Gruden is getting nervous about adding a player who can be toxic in the locker room. If Oakland starts losing games, then the feel-good story will be over. Right now, it seems like Smith-Schuster is in a better situation, but you know for sure, but you never know for sure how these things are going to play out. Maybe Carr and Brown sync up and become one of the better passing tandems in the league. Truthfully, though, it feels like Oakland won't be a contender until 2020, and it could be a hassle for Antonio Brown to make it until that point in time. You know, things will be really bad if Smith-Schuster and the Steelers are having a ton of success and the Raiders are struggling. Gruden better hope that isn't the case because then all hell will break loose. So basically, you know, I talked about Jerry Stackhouse and the Pistons because I'm from Detroit. I grew up a Pistons fan. And there was a point in time where Jerry Stackhouse averaged 29 points per game. And because he didn't have a good supporting cast and he had to take on more responsibility, he was jacking up shots. And he averaged 29 points, which is outstanding in the NBA. Juju Smith-Schuster could have a similar situation. Basically, the only other receiver that the Steelers have is Washington, I think James Washington. And he still has a ways to go before he's a reliable player in the NFL. Didn't have a great season as a rookie, but showed some glimpses. If they're counting on him to be the number two, I would say at the moment, Washington is a B or a C level talent. So that just means Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be targeted constantly. Ben Roethlisberger has rapport with him already from those first two seasons in the league. And with Antonio Brown gone, there's really one guy that he knows for certain that can get the job done. And if the Steelers don't draft someone like N'Keal Harry, A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, or some other receiver that can be opposite of Juju Smith-Schuster, then Smith-Schuster's stats are going to be through the roof. Now, Antonio Brown led the National Football League in passing, receiving touchdowns, but Oakland got Tyrell Williams. Plus, they have three first-round draft picks, and John Gruden has been adamant that they want to have the best receiving core in football, so there's a good chance they could draft a receiver too. So, collectively at the receiver position, Oakland is deeper than Pittsburgh, and what that means is some of the targets and some of those balls are going to go to other players besides Antonio Brown, and it's going to be a more balanced attack. Pittsburgh doesn't have that luxury. It's Juju Smith-Schuster or bust, and that's why his numbers could be through the roof this upcoming season. And to me, Ben Roethlisberger is a better quarterback than Derek Carr. That's if they stick with Derek Carr, because we're actually going to talk about in our next story tonight what they could end up doing instead of sticking with Carr. But Ben Roethlisberger, much better player. Actually, to be honest, Ben Roethlisberger led the National Football League in passing yards last year, had over 5,000 yards. So we know he's leaps and bounds better than anything the Raiders have right now. So Antonio Brown is going to have a transition phase, going to a new team, learning to play with his new teammates, being in a new system, learning John Gruden's offense, adapting to life in California opposed to Pittsburgh. Those are all challenges that he's going to have to work through. And you got to keep in mind, Antonio Brown's getting older too. So, and, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster, on the other hand, is still ascending. He's still young, really young, to be honest. He just got his driver's license like 2 years ago. So that just goes to show you that these guys are kind of heading in opposite directions. I don't know if Antonio Brown is unraveling quite yet, but it's pretty obvious to me that he is, you know, he's looking back on Pittsburgh quite a bit. And to me, that's never a good thing. His only focus should be what he can do for the Raiders, you know, going on Twitter and, you know, having these exchanges with Juju Smith-Schuster, which Antonio Brown clearly instigated. It doesn't look good, you know. Like I said, all his focus should be on 2019 and moving forward, and that just hasn't been the case with Antonio Brown. He still seems bitter about the way things ended in Pittsburgh. And the other thing is, you know, Oakland only won 4 games last year. What happens when they win 5 or 6 games in 2019, or maybe even 7 games? But, you know, they're losing. They have a losing record, or, you know, they're around 500. Not only that, the balls are being dispersed to Tyrell Williams and some of the other guys, and Antonio Brown isn't getting as heavy of a workload as he'd like, so they're losing. He's not getting the stats that he likes. He's growing more and more frustrated. And then on top of it, if the Steelers are doing better and Juju Smith-Schuster is playing good, like I said, all hell could break loose with the Oakland Raiders. And Antonio Brown, you never know. He could go AWOL. We already seen him taking steps in that direction where he's not keeping his cool as much anymore. And part of that's because he knows he's a top draw in the NFL. You know, they say power corrupts, absolutely. Antonio Brown knows he can get away with a lot of these antics, and that's why he's doing it. I don't think John Gruden's going to like that too much. I think Gruden's going to have to be quiet right now because it's still in the introduction phase of those two guys gelling and trying to make something happen on the football field. But eventually he's going to try to check Antonio Brown, and we don't know how Brown is going to respond to that. But moving on, you know, Oakland believes Kyler Murray is the best quarterback in the draft, and they could make Arizona an offer they can't refuse. No one has more draft capital than the Oakland Raiders, and it's possible they could use those picks to swing a deal for Kyler Murray. Mike Mayock and John Gruden believe Murray is worth the risk, and it would be a splash for an organization who is trying to turn the page on their struggles. Yeah, parting ways with a couple first-round selections will be pans out, then Oakland will be on the cusp of a winning season in 2019. It's smart because the other guys in that locker room need something to reinvigorate their spirits. The Raiders only won 4 games last season. If something doesn't change quickly, then people will start to question Gruden's methods. You know, Mark Davis will try to avoid that at all costs after spending $100 million on his head coach. Not only would Kyler Murray provide a spark for this franchise's offense, but he'll also help with the financial side of things. The fans are going to purchase so many Murray jerseys, and it'll drum up interest. You know, then on the field, Murray can make an impact with his precision passing and ability to extend the play. After only scoring 290 points last season, this feels like a solution to a lot of those problems. Everything should fall into place with better quarterback play, and this decision could be a turning of the tides. Clearly, it won't be good news for Derek Carr, but sometimes you have to do what's best for the team. Besides, Carr has had plenty of time to make things work, and now some of his teammates are questioning his leadership. You know, Gruden has been reading the room, and he knows it's time to go with someone else. Murray would head to the Bay Area and team up with Antonio Brown, and it should result in instant fireworks. So, Derek Carr, you know, I might stick with Derek Carr if I was in charge and keep those 3 first-round draft picks and add as much talent as I can to the roster. But it just doesn't seem like John Gruden and Mike Mayock are sold on Derek Carr. And Mike Mayock said that, you know, Derek Carr is a starting quarterback in this league. But I almost feel like they're selling it to us. And that's not how they really feel, because right after Mayock said that, they brought in Kyler Murray for a visit. Then they brought in Dwayne Haskins for a visit. So they're clearly evaluating quarterbacks, and maybe they're just doing their due diligence. But to me, it almost feels like they're just trying to smooth things over with Derek Carr just in case they do decide to keep him around. But their interest has been so strong in these quarterbacks that should tell you the real story. Sometimes you have to be able to read between the lines with these front offices and GMs, and just kind of catch a beat on what they're thinking and what direction they're heading in. For Oakland, it's clear they're really debating moving up to get Kyler Murray. Maybe they can send out 2 first-round picks and like a third-round pick and maybe even a player, or 2 first-round picks, a third-round pick, maybe like a 5th and a 7th-round pick or whatever they have to do it. We saw, you know, Los Angeles give up a lot to go get Jared Goff. And Arizona, you know, a team that's been historically bad, if they're going to give up Kyler Murray and come out of the first overall spot in the draft, which they probably should because they need to stockpile those picks to turn their organization around. And I don't think Murray alone will do that, especially with how bad their offensive line and offense in general has been. To me, you know, Steve Keim, Cliff Kingsbury, I know they really like Kyler Murray, especially Cliff Kingsbury, but, if the Raiders are willing to give you 2 first-round picks and maybe 3 mid- to late-round picks, you can't pass that offer up. And it would just be too good of a move then Oakland would get their guy and probably revamp their offense if Murray pans out. But really, that's all I have today. Thanks for listening. Check out endzoneblog.com right now. Go check it out. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Have a great day. I'm signing off.